Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So who is this person?
It's John Chuckery.
Are you sure?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Main reason, I'm not sure. A reason, certainly. Look, in all our reporting, which is been literally months in the making, as you told stuff and investigate stuff, you know, there's some contention there, and from people who aren't there anymore. They lost four senior members of their basketball operations staff that are, and the honest answer is there was some contention there. How this all plays out, if it was the right move, if it was the wrong move, that's all to be seen. But the fact of the matter is, and the fair statement is, you know, there is some contention there. That's just a fact.
My big question is, Triple M for Chuckery, by the way, how come it had to be, how come it was due to basically investigative reporting that we found out that 27-year-old Nick Wrestler is basically running the Hawks? It was like a cloak and dagger thing, certainly. They didn't want to. There's no press conference. They said, oh, Travis Schlink is going to move upstairs in an advisory role. No, Travis said, screw you, okay. Let that punk have it then. Go ahead. What has he done? He's done nothing. Okay, bye. I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd. And what if he ends up being like this prodigy of an NBA mind? I doubt it. I'm sure the kid's smart. He got through Georgetown Law School. Or his dad gave so much money to the school, they would never have the nerve to flunk him. I don't know. But it's just this overemphasis on youth. And look how weak they are emotionally, psychologically. Everything's too convenient. You know whose fault it is? People like me who raised them. You know what happened was, I come from the generation, we were the most underparented generation ever. We were raised by the mall. Our parents could not wait to get out of town and go to the lake and get on their little crappy boat to get away from us. We were the most underparented generation ever. And as a result, we overcompensated. So we bubble wrapped our kids and put helmets on them and told them everything they do is great. Great try, Jimmy. He's up. He strikes out three times. Good swing. No, your swing looks like hell. We need to work on that. It's our fault.
It's your generation that's handing out participation trophies, Rob Tribbles.
It is. Although I'm not a party to it. I blame people in my generation, their response to being underparented. It's true. We were the most underparented generation ever, raised by them all, at parties at our friend's house. And we've done now... If we've created the most attention-seeking generation ever. They seek validation for the dumbest things, the most minor things. Everything upsets them. Any sort of turbulence, oh, they crumble. They can't handle it. It's not their fault. It's our fault. Social media's fault. Education system's fault, too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Because if you crank out people like that, it's easier to lord over them, rule over them, not question authority.
Uh-oh, that third eye's open.
There it is.
That third eye's open, Rob.
Well, I finally got the fluoride out of my water. Kind of stifles a third eye. But just the fact that all of a sudden Nick Wrestler just, it was like, it's funny, when this whole thing broke about Travis Schlenk moving away, I said it that day it happened. This sounds like a bit of a coup. And I couldn't quite diagnose exactly why. Was Travis Schlenk a Nate McMillan guy? And Trey Young is, and Landry Fields are not necessarily Nate McMillan guys? I don't know. It smelled of a coup, though. You make this brilliant hire in Travis Schlenk, who clearly has done some good things, and all of a sudden, poof, like a fart in the wind, he just basically disappears. And what is he, an executive emeritus? No, he hasn't stepped foot in that building over at Emory or at State Farm. I doubt it. And you install this dude who has unbelievable influence with zero experience. I mean, why couldn't his dad just buy him a nice sports car and be done with it? No, I'm going to let him run my billion-dollar franchise with a fan base that's growing ever increasingly weary and frustrated. Tony, Wrestler, have you not heard the phone calls on this station about this fan base, many of whom are season ticket holders? And they're seeing a product on the floor that's good Lord. Dylan, remember last week? We had a guy that called. I'm a season hit ticket holder. It's like now I dread going to the games, but I've spent so much money, I feel like I have to. Otherwise, I'm flushing money away.
Yeah, and then, too, Rob, the worst part about this is that it seems like this fan base and this franchise is still in turmoil, even though this team has won three games in a row, and the product is starting to look better. It's almost like if, you know, you're starting to get over a hangover, but you're still a little queasy. Your stomach is still a little on edge, and the smallest thing can set it off. Like this one time, if I can tell a quick story, I was drinking with my cousins, and I drank
as
too much.
As you're prone to do.
Yes, and I drank too much, and I ended up throwing up. Long story short, it was the next day, and you know I was trying to recover. We were going to Little Caesars. I was riding in the car, and my stomach was obviously still upset because once the car ride in, and I could feel myself, you know, getting back queasy, feel myself getting queasy again.
Awful feeling.
When I was in the car. And so I'll never forget this. As soon as we parked at Little Caesars, I opened the door, and I threw up out of the passenger side door. And there was this little girl and this mom that came out. They came out as soon as I threw up. And I saw their faces as I was throwing up, and I was like, oh, no, they're disgusted. But, yeah, it's like that. It's like a car ride, a bad car ride could set off this franchise again and make us puke and throw up all over again,
dear.
Even though we're starting to get over it with the three-game win streak.
I like that little parable you did there. That's fantastic. And if they win 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a row, I might feel different if this team goes on a run similar to 2 years ago. I will drive to the Hawks facility over there off North Druid Hills, and I will apologize to Nick Wrestler if he's even there. I will apologize, but right now it just seems stupid and reckless to me and very self-absorbed by Tony Wrestler. Yeah, my kid's smart. He had good grades. He knows all about torts from law school. Clearly he can run an NBA franchise. And I know Landry Fields is the GM. I understand that. But apparently Nick Wrestler has veto power. We know that. And Landry Fields, he might end up being brilliant too, but he's only 33. Yes, I know he went to Stanford. You have to be smart enough to fog a mirror to get through Stanford. I understand that. But is he wizened in the ways of building a franchise? I don't know. I'm just going by what I'm seeing right now, and I'm seeing diminishing returns on a magical run 2 years ago. I'm seeing a team that was the sexiest team in the city. Now they're reduced to almost an afterthought. And we have a quote-unquote, I don't even think he's a superstar. He's playing well lately, though. I give that to him. I give it to him. Very talented kid. Loved him. But I think he lost what got him to the NBA, that chip on his shoulder, due to complacency and the celebrity of the whole thing, because he's being so celebrated nationwide with his Chris Paul State Farm commercial and his Sprite commercial. His appearance on WWE up there at Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I get that. But you haven't won anything yet. I mean, I know I sound like a broken record when it comes to this team, but what do you want me to do? Do you just want me to come over here and come on here and read box scores and break down key moments in a game in January? Is that what you want from me? Sorry, not what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the 30,000-foot view. You can do that crap for yourself. That's boring. But good Lord. Speaking of Trae Young, we do have the trade line deadline coming up. And I got to tell you, there's a professional athlete in this town that has even said on record, I'm not going to mention who that is, that's not fair to them, but it did happen, I know this for a fact, said that Trae Young's a problem. Maybe that won't be the case. Maybe he can grow up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
And I know his father has rabbit ears, blocking everybody on social media. I think he and Abe Gordon. I'm getting so flustered now. I think he blocked Abe Gordon, but which I think is hilarious because, you know, Abe is so agreeable. He's contrarian for contrarian's sake is what he is. You tell him the sky's blue. Ah, no, it's not. It's not blue. What are you doing? You're stupid for saying that. But you have a hypersensitive father who apparently doesn't have his own life. He's living vicariously through his son, so his whole identity is tied up into his son to where he's hypersensitive on social media. What are you, a middle school girl? I mean, good Lord. It's just it's just weird. But we do have the trade deadline coming up, and Chris Fitz, you never thought it possible ever that Trae Young might be traded. I'm not saying you will be. I have no news. No, I guess anything's on the table. But here's Falcons beat writer Chris Vivlamore on the notion of Trae Young being traded. He was on with Mark Zeno yesterday.
Here's what I can tell you from multiple sources. I don't know if it goes anywhere, but that has been discussed. That's as far as I can go, but from multiple people. Whether it happens or not, how serious it is, I don't know, but I know that subject has been broached.
But that kind of sucks. I know you got Murray. Does that mean John Collins is no longer going to be rumored to be traded every third day, five times a month? I mean, is this a case where you're going to have to destroy it and build it back? Good God, I hope that's not the case. Because it's such a weird thing. In football, you can do it a lot quicker than in basketball. And I wonder why that is. I'm guessing because you have so many different positions and so many different players on football that you can hide weaknesses enough to win enough to squeak your way into the playoffs and feel like your franchise is heading somewhere. Meanwhile, NBA, you got five guys. What are you dressing, 15 a game, something like that, I guess? If you have not a lot of depth and you have a couple of really inconsistent or downright bad starters, it just seems to take. I mean, remember the 76ers? They had, what, their 13-year rebuilding process, right? So if this is what happens here, I'm going to have like this bad Hawks flashback to the early, mid-90s where they were just god-awful. Then Lenny Wilkins came in and at least got us to where we were slightly better than mediocre, moderately interesting, knowing you had no chance to ever win anything ever. So we've gone in 2 years from feeling like we had a really good chance. Had we gotten to the finals that year against Phoenix, we could have beat Phoenix. We could have won the finals that year. If not for just a little stupid accident, Trae Young stepping on an official's foot. And that's why everything's rigged. You know the official put his foot there. It's all rigged. Everything's a lie. A shallow lie. So it just makes me sick. So I'm going to have to sit here now with football basically over. And every time I'm on, I'm going to have to hold my nose and talk about this team that gets on my last frickin' nerve. And a team that I continuously have loved since the 70s, no matter what. But good God. Can we just get it right for once? Well, thank God we have Nick Ressler. Everything's going to be fine. He's going to cure cancer, get Gilligan off the island. We're going to do a forearm shimmer next, go around the NFL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.